All right, Kim, before we get going on this episode, I would love for you to give us an alpaca update.
Oh, well, did you hear that we have 5 new ones?
No, you have 5 new ones?
Yes. I ran across a gal in Colorado that had been given alpacas because of a friend's divorce, and she didn't really want them. She was just like, okay, I'll take them. These are what are known as Suri alpacas, S-U-R-I, instead of Wakaya, which is the, Wakaya are the fluffy kind. Suri are the sort of dreadlock looking ones. And their fiber is the most incredible. Like if you are ever buying in the commercial, like if you went to Nordstrom's and bought an alpaca coat, it's probably made of Suri. The sweaters and those kinds of things are typically more Wakaya, but Suri is extremely silky fine. It's literally more like hair than it is like wool or any of the other types of fibers. We don't typically call alpaca fiber wool anyway, because it's not, but the Suris are like hair. So I got 2 white ones and 3 brown ones, and I love them all.
Oh, wow. That is great news. Mm-hmm. So listeners, you're not only getting a conversation about prosperity, but you just got educated about alpacas today. Well, today's conversation actually comes from the AARP website. And it's not a specific article, but it is a subsection on their website that I had to address because I said, I'm putting my foot down and I don't agree with this. So are we ready, Kim?
Yes. Now I have to tell you my history with AARP first.
Sure.
I didn't like it and I wanted nothing to do with it. And I became aware that Joanne Jenkins, who I think is still running it, has or had, I don't remember the era, I want to say this is 2016, a new book out called Disrupt Aging, A Bold New Path to Living Your Best Life at Every Age. And it was given to me. And I was sneering and I didn't want to read it, but I kind of thought, well, I'll give it a shot. I detested it the first 5 pages in. I was like mad. This is wrong. This is poor thinking. This is a dead end road. But the title did lead me on, right? Disrupt Aging, A Bold New Path to Living Your Best Life at Every Age. And I gotta tell you, she knocked it out of the park.
So did it change your mind about AARP and her?
It did. So why is the issue that you're gonna bring up on that website?
So the issue is about coping at home. I can't stand the word coping. I'm sorry.
Me neither.
Just can't do
That's for sissies.
We're not in life to be like, hey, you know what? This was good enough. I'll just pause. I don't agree with it.
Coping is absolutely for sissies. We want to be thriving. We want to be growing. If we're not doing those things, then go home, like go home all the way to 6 feet under and stay there.
Before we dive into that, you mentioned something that I think is addressable that we should talk about. So the book that you were given had an incredible title, Disrupt Aging, okay? Mm-hmm. You were against it. And even, you know, the first bit of the book as you dove in, you said, I don't know, I don't agree with this.
You know why? Because she talks about her retirement party. Mm-hmm. Gag.
So, yes, absolutely. But here's the thing. How many people have you met that say the same thing about whole life insurance? Oh. And they're like, this broker said this, or I read this article about this, or this radio show. And then all of a sudden, they get in past 5 pages and they go, wait a second. This is totally different. This isn't what I expected. And then they get on board. Have you seen this happen all the time?
That is hilarious. Yes, it does happen all the time. And the disconnect happens all the time. Even people that own it forget and have the disconnect, and we have to remind them. That's hilarious. What a great connection.
Yeah. So for any of you listeners, if you are still understanding what whole life insurance is, this may be that episode where you can kind of stop and maybe get a new paradigm shift. But let's go back over to coping at home. I'm against it because both of us believe in growth. And what's sad about this coping at home is every single one of these articles on here is about isolation it's about kind of, I wish we got back to what we had, or it's kind of like, I hope things that get better. And that's all language that none of us agree with.
Correct. And it's become pervasive in our society. It's so easy for it to be the default. And it is something that I'm hoping we can really help shake up our listeners, and that they can in turn shake up their family, and their family and their employees can in turn shake up their families, because this is the kind of reach that we hope to have. And well, so there I'm using the word hope, that we are strategizing on having, so that more people have the wherewithal mentally to be thriving. It is too easy to say, oh, because of spring of 2020, I can't do this, this, and this. And so it's time to shift our language. And shifting our language requires shift in thought first, right? You have to be willing and open-minded and conscious, brain on, like we were talking about in the last episode, of shifting. And I remember Robert Kiyosaki so long ago saying, stop saying you can't afford it. Ask yourself, how can you afford it? So I would say the same thing. Stop saying you're coping, or you're, quote, hanging in there. Find an area of which you are thriving and talk about that. And go after the things in life where your brain is on, so that it can be more on. Because if we go into this life, and this is a daily thing, right? How you do anything is how you do everything. And so if you're going into life, into work, into your days with a coping mechanism, then that is all you're going to get. And you're better than that. You have ideas to contribute. You have family members to benefit. You have other people around you that you can help. Everybody has some little area of excitement / interest / expertise that they can provide if they go into things with a give first attitude, with a servant's heart, with the open-mindedness and ability to say, how can I make this better? I promise you, it's so much more fun than going into life with, how can I just float through this? How can I do the minimum? How can I do only what's necessary and still get by?
You know, we need a sound effect there of a microphone dropping going, because that was great. So if we're not going to call this coping at home, what do we call it?
Thriving at home. Thriving is what we should be focused on all the time, because it's never ending. That's why. We don't want to be arriving, because that implies that we're done, that we're here. And I get it. There are days when it is okay to chill. If you want to have a free day, then make it a darn good one. Block it out midnight to midnight. This is Dan Sullivan's entrepreneurial time system. And go have a free day. And whatever your free day is, which needs to be defined by you, what rejuvenates you, that's what free days are for, then that should be your free day. But by golly, when you're done with your free day, or a series of days, right? It can be a whole week. There's nothing wrong with that. Then turn it on, get ready, and get out there and serve and give first and serve some more and give first. This is what gets people out of depression. This is what being in an attitude of gratitude enables you to do. Because when we're thriving and we're growing and we're alive and we're contributing and we're giving and we're serving, we feel so much better. I will share a story literally today. We're recording this on July 6th. I have just been on a week's vacation here in my home in Texas. I had family here. I'm so grateful. We had a fabulous time. And after a week like that, you get a little foggy, right? Like your brain is on free day mode. And when I'm on free day, there's nothing, no business activities, midnight to midnight. That's the definition, including the books I read, right? And so I started work this morning. I got through email, which thankfully a team member had handled the bulk of that while I was gone. So there wasn't much to deal with there. I started in on my normal Monday meetings, but I definitely still felt a little foggy. And it's Spencer, when you and I started to talk, and I knew that I had to give first and I had to show up and I had to work to provide value for our listeners, that all the things in my body started to sync again, S-Y-N-C, right? They synced up my brain cells, my body, my capability, the energy level of my voice. All of that started to happen because I chose to give first, not the other way around. And that's a really important thing. And believe me, I get it. I have to practice it too. And sometimes I have to act as if before I'm able to really get the results of that. But notice my language. It's act as if. It's not fake it till you make it. And there's a huge difference in that. Act as if is saying, I want to be here for our listeners. So I'm going to act as if I am raring and ready to go. And then guess what? I start being raring and ready to go. And that's way different than trying to fake being raring and ready to go. I mean, the fake it till you make it, you could say, they're the same thing. I disagree. I'm not going to use the word fake, number one. And number two, I don't think make it means anything, because to me, that's as bad as the arrival syndrome. And so thriving and growing and acting as if I'm excited about giving, because I am giving and then I will be excited about giving, is a way to get so much better results. And then I get to be happy because of that.
Cool. That's so good. You know, this is one of these episodes that our listeners should favorite, you should star, and you kind of listen to again. Maybe it's a perfect Monday episode for people. This is good. Now, one thing that popped up in my head as you were talking was a phrase that is mentioned often from the framers of our country, which is, it is something that we all think about, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It doesn't mean that we got happiness. It means we achieved happiness or that we were on some magical destiny. It is the pursuit of it, meaning we are actively involved in doing it. There's no arriving. I love what you were saying there.
Yes, and pursuing it is the joy. It is the constant, necessary, lively act of pursuing it that we should always be working on. Because even if we decide, oh my gosh, we just have this perfect situation. Okay, great. Well, what could we do to make it just a little bit better? How could it benefit maybe a few more people? What additional good could come out of it?
This was like the motivational speech of episodes. So for all of our listeners, right now is the time to be thriving at home. So I'm going to issue a challenge for you. If you can just take an inventory of your lives, and we would love for you to either A, send in a statement of what you're doing to be thriving at home. Send that to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. Or you can click on the review button of your favorite podcast and let the listeners know what you're doing to create thriving in your life. Because we're trying to make everyone more prosperous and we're trying to share things that will help everyone. And by you doing that, it will impact more people's lives. Do you have any additional calls to action, Kim?
Yes. Every time you're grateful for an item, especially something physical or material, which I'm grateful for physical and material things all the time, my pool, I'm a dog. I mean, the list goes on forever. Think a little deeper and find out for yourself what that physical item represents in the emotional / inspirational or spiritual realm. So as an example, Emma Dog is full of joy and happiness. And those are emotional / inspirational / spiritual aspects of the physical Emma Dog. And so up-leveling your gratitude in that way, I think is so valuable. And that way you don't feel bad about, oh my gosh, I'm grateful for our pool. Well, what does the pool represent? It represents freedom of movement. It represents great family time. It represents exercise and opportunity and cleanliness. Those are all of those higher attributes of the physical pool. So have some fun up-leveling your material gratitude points.
I love it. I'll take the challenge as well. Thank you for sharing your wisdom today. Listeners, this may be one of those episodes you want to star and come back to. And again, if you would love to share how you're thriving, send your thoughts, your inspiration to hello@partnersforprosperity.com.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.